Renegade Geoengineering. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. As the dangers of climate change continue to grow, so has interest in geoengineering, deliberate tinkering with the Earth's climate system. In particular, stratospheric solar geoengineering, releasing aerosols into the stratosphere to reduce the amount of heat from the sun reaching the Earth, is attracting increasing interest. Scientists at Harvard, Cornell, Colorado State, Princeton, and the University of Chicago are all researching the topic. Actually doing it on a scale that matters is fraught with peril, from unintended consequences of disrupting the delicate interactions between the Earth's atmosphere, ocean, land, and sea ice. Meanwhile, a tiny startup company in Silicon Valley has raised more than $1 million in venture capital and is busy releasing balloons full of sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere in the name of combating global warming. Furthermore, they are selling so-called cooling credits to customers who want to offset their personal carbon emissions. The aerosol being released is on such a small scale that it can't possibly have a meaningful effect on temperatures. There really isn't scientific analysis guiding or accompanying the work. There are no laws prohibiting the dispersal of small amounts of sulfur dioxide in California. Even if there were, these people could go offshore or elsewhere to do their work. But this renegade geoengineering highlights a serious issue, namely that there doesn't have to be a scientific, political, or any other kind of consensus for someone to undertake a potentially catastrophic attempt to alter the climate. It's a real worry. For more information on this and other environmental news, visit earthwiseradio.org. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at wamcpodcasts.org.